Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
What a wild ride today for soybean futures. The entire complex had a lot of volatility. We went to the highest we've seen in quite some time. It went through the previous two highs from yesterday, and then about a month ago for the January beans. When it went through 1059, which was that previous high, it hit a bunch of buy stops. As short positions exited the market, they bought those positions back, and that drove the market higher by itself. It went all the way up to $10.73, which was almost 50 cents higher on the day. So a really good, strong rally there. It closed 38 higher at 1064. Now, November soybeans, they're up about 39 as well at 1068. They will quit trading this Friday, so there's not a whole lot of activity in the November beans. But the entire complex is really strong. December soybean meal has kind of been the driver here. It was up $20 a ton at 401. That's been the underlying strength in the soybean complex, is that the soybean meal has been so strong. But it continued its strength today. Now, corn and wheat were both higher as well. Corn was up 4.5 cents with December at 374, and then wheat up about 4 cents as well. But July 15 up a half at 577¾.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Crop progress yesterday showed corn was 80% harvested, right in line with the normal number for this time of year, the five-year average. Of course, last week we were 65%. For soybeans harvested, 90%, normally 91%. So we've caught back up there. This impending cold weather, the cold weather we're experiencing here today, shouldn't have really any impact whatsoever on soybean harvest at this point, since it is essentially over. This rally has everybody pointing towards South America and what's going on in Brazil and Argentina and really the whole continent. But the beans are 46% planted down there. Normally for this time of year, we're at 61% planted. That's a little bit of a concern. The USDA says that Brazil is going to produce somewhere around 94 million metric tons of soybeans, and with perfect weather they could grow up to 98 million, but the private estimates are more around 90 million. So it'll be interesting to see where we come out. For corn, the USDA says that South America will produce 75 million metric tons, while the private estimates are more around 78. So they're saying actually a bigger corn crop and a smaller bean crop, and maybe that's what's driving the prices higher here in the United States.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle up 12 at 167.25. February down 12 at 168.40. January feeder cattle down 10 at 232.65. March up 25 at 230.55. December lean hogs 35 higher at 89.90. February up 35 at 89.45. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat up 5.5 at 578.5. March up 3 and 3 quarters at 580. 80. December Chicago wheat 8 higher at 525 and a quarter. December corn up 4.5 and 373 and 3/4. March up 4.5 at 386 and a half. January soybeans up 38 and a quarter at 1064. March up 37 and a quarter at 1067 and a half. December cotton 87 higher at 6330. March up 21 at 6153. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.